I've said many times from this pulpit that our future is bright as a parish, but depends upon being intentional about those who join us and get involved in ministry. Amen? The church is not a spectator sport. You watch somebody else do it. And so when I see people join our church and get involved, it delights me as a pastor. You may have seen this family come to Mass a number of times, the Montato family, and how good it was that their young son, Nicolo, read so beautifully today here at Mass. The joy of family looking on, how good it is that if we're going to have a bright future, to continue to invite people to get involved and get connected. They could join any church, but for some reason they come to St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church here in North Philadelphia, and how blessed are we today. And I thank you for coming to Mass today. It's already said once before. Very unique time, isn't it, weather-wise? You really can't listen to the weather people too much. But we're here this morning, right? And a sacrifice, perhaps, to get here, but we're here this morning. Nervous about the afternoon, but we're here this morning. Not knowing about what happens tomorrow, but we're here this morning to give God praise. Join me in prayer this morning. The Word of God already proclaimed so beautifully. Be preached as well. Loving God, thank you so much for another day. As we gather this morning, churches and places of worship throughout our nation and our world, we come here today to give you honor and glory. And the word this morning, Lord, challenges us. And I ask you to help me to communicate your message to your people. In Jesus' precious name, let the church say, amen. This past Tuesday, our nation remembered the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., January 15th. He would have been 90 years old. We have folks in our midst who are 90 plus. But he's been gone for over 50 years. I'm old. And yet, I wasn't born when Dr. King was cut down by an assassin's bullet in Memphis, Tennessee. And many of you remember, you may have heard him preach and teach, and certainly remember the legacy he left this nation. But I dare to say, as we mark his national holiday tomorrow, that the greatest gift that Martin Luther King Jr. gave to our nation and to our world was his voice. His voice. Perhaps no other American hero, politician or preacher, anyone else, has used the gift of oration and speech to communicate a message. Maybe because he was raised in the church. Maybe because somebody put him on the pulpit early to read God's word. Maybe because he understood when his dad was preaching the word, it kind of came through in such a way. But his voice still resounds today. And we listen to what he had to say. It still sparks something inside of anyone who wants to do right. The voice of a great American. I share my memory of Martin Luther King today, although I never heard him speak on this side, because he still touches my heart. The voice that cries out. If you were listening today to God's holy word, the constant theme that comes alive today is voice, speech, speaking. Isaiah 62, where we hear the third portion of Isaiah's testimony in his Old Testament writings. Treto, Isaiah, scholars call it. The third presentation of this wonderful prophetic voice. And what does Isaiah say? For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet. God is telling Isaiah to speak up and to announce that God has done something for God's people. To tell them that, like a bridegroom marries a bride, there's a relationship that God has with God's people. Speak up and tell the people, don't be afraid to call them my delight. Your land is not forsaken or desolate. God has not abandoned you. He's telling the people. But he says to Isaiah, speak the word. We sang in our psalm today, proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing, announce, give praise, worship. We are a word church. And as the psalmist sings the psalm, so should we proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. That word spoken by the psalmist rings true today. And our young child read what Paul spoke to the people of Corinth. There's different gifts, but one spirit. Being different is not bad, it's just different.
There you go.
God made us who God wanted us to be. And how we celebrate the difference that we have that comes from God. And that difference, that diversity brings forth unity if we think in the mind of God. Speak up and proclaim the good news. Speak up and tell people that your gift may be different, but it all ties together to one God. It's the spirit of the living God that falls upon each of us. You might be a soprano, an alto, a tenor. You might play the sax or the keyboard or the bass, or we all come together. Yes. Let me hear a little piano. We throw a little bass in there. Yeah, sax now. Maybe some strings. And a little drum, kind of. All right. Right. Beautiful. Different, but the same. Different. All come together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, church. Amen. Amen. Different gifts, the same spirit. When we speak and announce, we bring together the harmony that God wanted, the beloved community Dr. King lived and died for. And we forget sometimes the true and authentic and radical message he spoke to us, especially nonviolence.
Yes.
Put down, no. No guns, no knives, no clubs. Because hate cannot drive out hate. It's love. And where did he learn that theology of nonviolence? From a Buddhist. Gandhi. You see, there's one God. And if we listen, we might learn something from somebody else.
Amen. All right, all right. Amen.
You see, we divide folks so many times. We go to that church, that mosque, that place. But in God's house, it's oneness. And real leaders. Are willing to listen and learn from somebody else. Speak up. Mary spoke up in John chapter 2. In that very beautiful, well-known text about the wedding feast of Cana, used so many times when couples get married, reminding them, did you invite Jesus to your wedding? I got to step out on that one for a second. Did you invite Jesus to your wedding? How wise was that couple? Unnamed, huh? But the wisdom to make sure on the wedding invitation list is Jesus, Mary, and his disciples. The wisdom. And we wonder why our marriages don't always work so well. Or we might share a roof together. We might share a bed together. We might even share responsibility for children. But is that marriage in the Lord? Because if it's not on the rock of Jesus, if you're not standing on the rock of Jesus, when the storms come, when the rains come, when the winds are buffeting at your marriage, you might collapse if you don't have Christ, the solid rock. We spend so much time, don't we, worrying about those things of the day. And they're important. But did you invite Jesus to the wedding? Mary saw a problem and she spoke out. They have no more wine. You can measure a lot of things about a wedding, can't you? You can measure and plan and predict how many people you invited. And unless you're really greasy and nasty, if you didn't get invited, don't show up. Well, you know, my invitation got lost. No, it didn't. You weren't invited. It's okay. But you can measure that. I invited 75 people. You can plan your menu, can't you? Dish or chicken, whatever it may be. Filet, whatever. You can have your cake and your DJ music. But one thing you really can't predict too much is the open bar. And that's your biggest bill. Because you really can't predict that, can you? You thought she didn't drink. She always had a little ginger ale. You didn't realize Mrs. So-and-so put gin in her ginger ale. And she's at the bar 5-6 times. And after a while, what do you drink? Anything. So this couple, and in that time, weddings went on for hours, sometimes days. We have no more wine. Mary spoke because she saw a need. Mary spoke because she saw privation. Mary spoke because there was something to speak up about. But notice, oh, y'all ain't with me this morning. Notice, y'all ain't in the Word. The Word says she didn't just say a prayer about it. Oh, they don't have any wine now, huh? We do the same thing, church. Nothing wrong with it, of course. Ain't been to church in months. You gonna march up there and pray about it. But Mary also did something about it. She spoke it, and even when you would think her son said, ain't none of your business, Mom. Leave it alone. The mother knows. Come on, yeah, can I get a witness? Yeah. Mother know? Does mother know?
Yes.
Mother knows. Mother knows. You don't think mother knows? Mother's known for years. Yeah. Are you a new mom? Mm-hmm. I bought you in this world.
Right?
Mother knows. And she says, but do whatever he tells you. Then just pray about it. She did something. She spoke, and it led to action. Dr. King had no plan to be the conscience that pricked our nation. Had no desire for that. Marry Coretta, have some kids, pastor a church, and teach a few courses. But God had something for him. And thank God, God allowed him to speak, not just for civil rights, but human rights. Because injustice to one is injustice to all. And if I'm not free, you're not free. And that's why if we see the connection between what happened then happens today. That we're still fighting for justice. Still on the battlefield to say we shall overcome, but in God's time, in God's way. To see the connection to all the things that happened today. Someone said to me, Father, why do you talk about immigration?
Come on.
Why did it bother you so much at the border where women and children were separated? I said, get out of my face. Don't you know that's our story as African people in America? How many times have we sold the mother and the father separately? Take the babies, put them here, and we wonder why we have dysfunction in our community.
Yes.
That story of immigration is our story. The story of other issues is ours as well. That's why tomorrow cannot just simply be a day off. I said something last year when I spoke at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska. You know, when you are invited to speak somewhere, you don't say what folks want you to hear.
True.
You don't get invited back.
Yeah.
They were all into community service, which is wonderful. We should be. But I said something in my address that made the president go like this. I quote, "It's fine to paint a wall in a school one day a year. But that wall is attached to a building that's not properly funded. And teachers are not safe. And children are not well behaved. And curriculum is not fully understood and funded. And those children are acting the fool because they're not engaged and parents are not included. All you do is paint a wall one day a year."
Oh, come on. Thank you.
We want to dress up King, but truly do the work of justice. For where was he when he died? Memphis, marching, speaking, fighting for those who were on strike, sanitation workers. A man of privilege he was, educated, from a good family, but he knew his responsibility to speak out, and not just the last part of the I Have a Dream speech we all like. Listen. Read the whole speech. And don't just get caught up in the end, we're all happy. But he said challenging things to our nation we've still not digested. Speak up and tell your truth. speak up. We see children who are being abused.
Yes.
Speak up when you see something don't look right. When the numbers don't look right. When the attitude, because mother knows. My sister often said, if the cardinals and the bishops had some parents, and specifically some mothers in the room, advising them about putting somebody back into ministry, we may not be where we are today.
Hello.
You all know I teach college, university. My first class, we're talking about getting their voice and reminding them that college campuses were and should be the place of activism. I find my students very, very docile, quiet. Tell them the sky is red, okay. Is it on the test, Father? 2 + 2 = 15, okay. That's on the midterm too. But the inability to think and to speak. Young lady said, I see where you're going with this. I want to speak up, Father, but something that's been bothering me for the last couple of weeks. Speak your truth. R. Kelly. We get quiet. We have no problem beating the bishops up and the priests. But when we talk about step, side to side, I don't see nothing wrong with a little, I won't finish it. Age ain't nothing but a number. And go on and on, even Loveland, I love that song. I can't play it. But she said, why did we not speak up when it first came out?
Yep, come on.
And why do we continue to say, well, that's just, you know, but I can, no, I can't. And other examples as well. If we're going to truly honor King tomorrow, right, and not just paint a wall, if we're going to truly be people of the word and not just listen to it, and that's nice. Because some of us will say, yeah, that little boy read really well today, and never heard what he read. We're so quick to get caught up in our own eyes. Our ears are not open at times.
All right.
We must speak up, church, when we see and hear anything that's not of God. We must speak up, not just on King Day, but speak up and use the gift of voice in our own spaces where we find ourselves to speak a truth of a God who is awesome.
Yes.
Because my God can do anything God wants to do.
Yes, he can.
Even make water into wine.
Come on.
And not just any old wine. The top shelf stuff way up there. That's what my God can do. Don't tell me God can't move mountains. I've seen it in my own life. Who knows about an awesome God who woke you up this morning? Who knows about a God who has sustained you? There you go. Who knows about this God who's been so good? So good. So good to me. This awesome God. God reminds us, you have your instrument, your voice. Speak up, St. Martin de Porres. God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Yes. My God is awesome.
He
heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm
Strength when I've been weakened. Forever he will reign. Come on, church, let's say that again. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keeps me in the valley. And hides me from the rain. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, my God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. He's strength when I've been weakened. Forever I will reign. Forever he will reign. Yes, by saying, my God is awesome. Yes, my God is awesome.
Awesome.
He heals me when I'm sick.
Awesome.
And he heals that pain.
Awesome.
Yes, my God. Of the whole world,
giver of salvation,
by his stripes I am free.
By his stripes I am healed.
Yes, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Today
I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise this
holy.
Awesome, yeah, he's awesome, yeah, awesome, he's awesome, he's mighty,
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 he's mighty.
He's awesome.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
My God.
Awesome.
He's great.
He's great.
He's great.
He's great.
He's great.
He's awesome.
Yes, yes, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he will reign.
Amen. 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 doubt will doubt all of us in a moment in our lives. We experienced we didn't have enough. We were deficient in some way. And didn't think we could make it. Somebody knows what I'm talking about when I speak about when you don't have enough.
Come on.
You think that I just can't make it. Does anybody know what I'm talking about this morning?
Yes. Yes.
When the wine runs out. When the bills are this high, you've not gotten paid. You can't afford to put the heat on because you can't pay the bill. You find yourselves making choice about medication or tuition. Does somebody know what I'm talking about this morning when you run out? But that's when we come to Jesus.
Yes, yes.
I still believe prayer works.
Yes.
I still believe that we speak out, it works. I still believe when people praise their God and use their voice, something happens.
Yes.
My God is awesome, church.
Yes, 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 yes.
And when we think we can't do it, God steps in.
Yes.
Just for a moment, in this prayer moment, just think about how good God is. Awesome God is. What God has brought you out of. What God's going to get you out of. God cannot be outdone in generosity. The churches praise an awesome God. Let's rise together, profess our faith.